We're glad you could join us here at the intersection of IT security and society. This is ITSP Radio, and what you're about to listen to is another Unusual Gatherings talk show here with Sean Martin and Marco Cipelli. ITSP Magazine built its outpost where technology, security, knowledge, and society converge, where many unusually interesting people happen to walk by. And more often than not, these passers-by like to sit down for a bit and have a conversation about the future of technology, cybersecurity, and privacy. We look at artificial intelligence and human intelligence, robotics and automation, ethics and morals, our community and society, and our present and our future. These are the Unusual Gatherings, and you are very welcome to join us. Pull up a seat, sit back, and relax, but most importantly, listen up. This is Sean Martin. I'm with Marco Cipelli, and we'd like to welcome you to our holiday party edition of our Unusual Gatherings talk show here on ITSP Magazine. On today's show, we have a number of special guests stopping by from all over the world. We believe the more the merrier. We're glad to see that you decided to drop by to have a listen or perhaps even a gander, as we all tell some stories, have a few laughs, and wish you and the entire InfoSec community a very merry and happy holiday season with a healthy and prosperous new year to follow. Echoing what we said during last year's episode and what remains evident in today's special segment, we're all better together, and we at ITSP Magazine truly enjoy bringing this community together in this unique and fun way. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Hello there. Oh, look, it's snow somewhere. Where?
It's snowing in Liverpool.
Hello. My hat doesn't fit over the earphones very well.
Oh, yeah, that may be a problem. Mine doesn't fit on my hair, and that made them really spiky.
I could do this, but I mean, I look an idiot, but that's...
I love it. Look how much, popping up left and right.
Look at that.
We really didn't know how to organize this, because apparently there is 40, 50 people that should show up. So we're going to just, Sean, give a round of introduction and say hello right away as soon as you guys get in, and then... It's the holiday party. Yes. Wherever it goes, it goes.
Exactly.
So
can I bring my menorah?
You can bring a happy Hanukkah.
You can bring whatever you want.
She grabbed mine too.
I've got one. There's Caroline drinking this. Hi, Caroline. She doesn't know me, but I know her.
That's good.
Right? Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Long time no see. How's it going, you guys?
It's going good. I think the last time we saw you was at the St. Patrick holiday party, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that.
Diana.
I'm the bouncer today. I get to let everybody in.
So I'm ignoring you. Out because they get too rowdy, huh?
Well, I get to do that too, which is fun.
Sean, before people keep coming in and you open the door, which I see people rolling,
I'm very free with the door opening this morning.
Let's, like you don't even announce, you know, like old style with a banging on the stair, like Mrs. and Mr. such and such. All right. So,
well, you go. I'll let you run. There's a few people waiting. So we'll make them wait in line. There's a line outside.
I'm going to go with like the first person that I see here. So, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Few words, let's leave everybody space and, you know, and thank you for coming.
I am just so thrilled on a Friday morning to be able to see these friendly and familiar faces. You know, so I'm Caroline, I'm the Chief Strategy Officer at Cobalt.io. I'm very, very happy to be a part of the ITSP magazine community. And as I reflect on 2020, I think it has been so many things, so many unpredictable things, a real identity crisis. Who am I if I don't travel for my work? Who am I if I don't attend the sporting events and the rock concerts that I'm used to going to? Who am I if I don't, you know, attend my local holiday celebration? And I think we've really been forced to look inwards. And personally, I am so grateful for my health and for the health of my family. I also can acknowledge that I have so much privilege that I did not really know about until this year. I did not understand it so well until this year. And so I think it's a big catalyst, you know, and we are all changing. And I hope that we're all changing in a good direction.
Perfect. Love it. Couldn't start in a better way. Sean, and who goes next?
I saw a background change from Vandana that caught my eye. So hello, Vandana. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Sean. Hi. Yeah. Wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year. This year has changed a lot of things for all of us. For the first 6 months, I was thinking that everything is going fine, but suddenly everything came crashing down. But by the year end, we all are together, safe and sound, healthy. I think I'm most thankful to all my friends and people around who've been supporting in this phase. And I feel that all of us, when we are together, we can sail through anything.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for showing up.
I have someone along with me.
Oh, hey, you brought the plus one. What's his name?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi. Is he hacking stuff already?
Yeah. Is he hacking?
Are you?
Yes. Nice. Let's go. Let's go with Alyssa.
Oh, hey. Yeah, wow. I mean,
in the ages, we're obviously yes. loads of conversations we hear from you. We haven't seen you in a while.
I know it, but it's great. I mean, I love being here with all my friends, and Zoom meetings like this have been kind of. I know a lot of us are dealing with Zoom fatigue and whatnot, but I think this is what's kept a lot of us going. Honestly, I mean, just. So many people I know that are doing like different online meetups. I know Bryson's on here today and he's been doing, you know, the cooking show. I almost called it the name that I can't say. But you know, we've been doing this Fancy Friday thing and there's Cocktail Con on Tuesdays. And it's amazing to me kind of to Vandana's point of how we've, as a community, kind of found that way to still support each other when we can't be in person and we can't do all the things that we were doing. But yeah, I mean, 2020 has been kind of a weird year. And, you know, me personally, I look back on it as for as much as I've hated it, to Caroline's point about no travel and all the things I had intended to do. And, you know, after RSA, basically there was nothing. And, you know, but a lot of really good has still happened. I think we've learned, hopefully we all have kind of learned a lot about ourselves and, you know, the things that we can do when life throws us a big old curveball like it has this year.
Yeah.
Weird.
Absolutely. Good words. And it's important to be there to support each other. And I'm guessing all the way from Estonia, Joseph, are you there?
I am here.
All right.
Friday evening.
Yeah, it is a late Friday evening. So I have a beer in the fridge and some good old Irish whiskey that I'll be pulling out later. But damn, I miss you guys. You know, being stuck here on the other side of the world in a country where, you know, very few communities and meetups and stuff happen. So it's very seldom to get to see many people. And yes, Zoom. I can't tell you how many online collaboration platforms I've got introduced this year. I tend to every meeting you're going from one to another, but there's been positives. You know, while I haven't, this is the longest I've been in Estonia, which is consecutively out of the 18 whatever plus years I've been here. It's the longest time I've been in one place, you know, for this amount of time. But there has been positives. One thing is definitely, you know, I've read more books this year than I've, you know, in the past probably 3 or 4 years combined. So learning and studying and doing research, that's definitely been one of the benefits. I've had more time to do those. Hopefully next year we'll be back on the road again and back in person again, because yeah, I don't think I could do another year without catching up with you guys and having a laugh at different events. So hopefully things will return, at least maybe June, I think. I'm hoping get back to some reality. So, but yeah, it's great to see everyone. I miss, because the Fancy Fridays that Lisa's talking about and all the different events, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning for me, so I don't get to participate. I am not going to get, you know, while every week I say I'm going to join one, I can't get myself up 3 o'clock in the morning to participate. So maybe sometime, hopefully we'll be at more of these going forward.
So I'm next, Marco. Is that what you're pausing for?
Yeah. You pick. Well,
I wanted to hear from Remy. She has the dog on the mat there. Can you get the dog to move for me?
Well, no, this time it's virtual.
I was wondering how it goes along with the cat. So
no, this is my holiday virtual background, but
nice.
Like I said, I think my cat's sleeping, so hopefully no surprise guest appearances this time. But it's so good to see everybody. Happy holidays. It's been such a crazy year, and I don't have anything quite as eloquent to say as the last few people, but I've found that some of the virtual events, while Zoom fatigue is such a real thing, it's also been such a blessing to get to connect with people who are all over in real time. And I'm really looking forward to actually meeting some of these people in person, hopefully next year. And I'm looking forward to many, many more conversations about everything from hacking to travel. So happy holidays.
Wonderful. And happy holidays to you. Right. And the next one is going to be James. James, we're planning a podcast of podcasters. So we'll get into that detail. You know, what this meant for us talking to a lot of people during this year. And we're glad that you joined us.
Well, thank you for the invitation. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. Did I leave anything out?
Diwali.
Diwali, thank you. You know what? My next door neighbors were just popping fireworks like for like a week straight. It was, you know, scaring the dog. But luckily, you know, he's now used to fireworks. That's brilliant. So, you know, you can train dogs to like fireworks. I just want to point that out. So thank you for inviting me. Yeah, it's been a challenging year. I think I am going to talk about one thing right now. Kind of my word of wisdom is I want to thank everyone who's been behind FireEye this week. I want to thank everyone for not bashing FireEye this week, who hasn't bashed FireEye this week. And if you have, we're probably not friends anymore. And, as a CISO, I know that my time and any company I work for is limited to that breach announcement. And at that point, my time is probably going to be to walk out that door. And so it couldn't have come at a worse time for those guys, right before the holidays. And they're probably going to miss a lot of time in a year that hasn't been easy. So just as a community, I'm proud of the cybersecurity community this week. I really am.
Right.
Oh, happy to have you with us, James. Good to see you as always. Hopefully in person soon.
Hello.
There he is, Francesco.
Marco, Sean. Long time no see.
Hey there.
I know.
It's been a while.
The microphone.
All the way from Santa Monica.
That was the
someday
last.
Soon. Time. Someday sure. soon. I want to hear from Diana.
Diana.
With the stocking hung with care.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, so those are the stockings, and the last one is a V, and you can just barely see him. He's a little black cat. He's curled up on the joy pillow. And my dogs, Nick and Nora, do not like being on camera. They don't like being picked up, so you may see them walk in the background, but they unfortunately are not as good as Sean's dog. Or last year, Alyssa, your dog, I think, was super well behaved for almost the whole like, party. But
sedatives.
I do, as everybody's saying, I miss being with this family, with everyone, being able to go to conferences. But I was reflecting on just how prescient Sean and Marco have been, because this is the third or the fourth time, I think, that you've done this holiday party, or maybe even more. And so as I was thinking about
that, counting
at the end of the year, I thought, you guys already have this. You have this down. You figured out how to do what so many people are now trying to learn. You figured out how to bring people from so many different parts of the world together to celebrate. So thank you for setting the pace, and look, finally the world caught up with you guys. And then the other thing was a little bit off of what James was talking about, is that I hope that as all of us have had to stay home and see the incredible burdens on the health systems, the healthcare workers, the front line, that, and even ourselves with our families, you're looking at children that can't graduate from, can't go to their graduations or can't go into classrooms, that compassion has been a bit of the word of the day. And I think that's really important in cybersecurity, because as James was pointing out, we're all gonna get, like, it's not that someone was bad. You know, I hate when you get this pig pile on, there's been a breach, everybody attacked. Now, if there's been a breach and somebody doesn't report it or do the responsible thing, okay, I get that, or lies about it. But you know, breaches are gonna happen. And I'm hoping that as we've had to learn a different way of compassion, as we've all had to change our lives and what we do, I hope that we also are being compassionate for all the companies that are out there on the front line trying to fight against these increasingly clever and sophisticated attackers, and coming together as a family, just like here, to try and defend.
Well, we're all in the same boat and we're all on the same planet. So if we can learn something here, which is empathy from this whole situation, I think we can do some progress.
I'm not ready to learn today. Words. Sorry, Marco.
Yeah. No, well, you know, you'll get my preaching here and there. Jenny Radcliffe,
Jenny,
all the way from Liverpool, I'm
Hello.
Guessing,
somewhere
over there. Your turn.
Oh, look at you, look lovely. So I just want to say, first of all, guys, can we just put our hands together, because Sean and Marco have been such good friends to me, and they do this so well.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys. You know, I miss breaking into buildings and running around on rooftops. I miss getting on stages and talking to people about breaking into buildings and standing on rooftops. I've missed that. But, things like this have just been so great. And like, I just, to look at you all and to say, like, it's saying hello to people that I see every day sometimes. You know, I look at Francesco and I usually see him wearing hats running around London in the dark, you know, and then I've got my woman Vandana and little guy over there from India. And then Kim, where's Kim? You know, there's Kim, and I've got my little, you can't see, Nightmare Before Christmas for Kim. And, you know, everyone. And then is Chloe in a nuclear bunker? What's going on? And Joseph, soon, my friend, that pub, those drinks.
the fridge is waiting.
So, you know, I do miss you all. It's, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for the friendship. I said hi to Caroline. Caroline doesn't even know me, but I watch her, so admire the way she operates. So I just want to say, you know, yes, it's been awful in so many ways, but it's kind of wonderful as well. And seeing, there's Philip as well, and seeing everyone, and just, you know, just thanks for still being there this year. It's been awesome. We're still in high lockdown. Not supposed to go anywhere or do anything. So it's really good just to see everyone. So lots of love. You're all awesome. Thank you. You did miss one thing out, which is when you said, James, when you said, did you miss anything out? Just want to put a word in for the pagans. Right, Kim? Kim knows.
Thank you for bringing that up. I will add that to my list.
All of Estonia.
There we go.
Estonia is like the land of pagans.
I'm feeling grumpy, so I'm going to go to Rolf next. How are you, man?
Nice intro. Thanks. Boy, you know, it's been, I think it's fair to say it's been a hell of a year. I'm with you. I miss getting on stages, Jenny, and getting and preaching and talking. And boy, you know, it's been an interesting year for me, having gone through a rough couple on the personal front. And I'm down here in Atlanta, where it is actually, you know, it's 67 degrees outside. It's right beautiful. We're not under lockdowns that hard. We just do this, you know, social distancing, the masking thing. We've got a pretty good run rate of society here. We've been, I guess, fortunate or blessed or both, since May roughly. So it's been great. Started a new company on April 1st. So, you know, April Fools, ha!
They got you.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, everybody's like, "Oh, that's a great joke." I'm like, "No, seriously, I'm starting a new company." So, but it's been great to lots of faces I know well, that I haven't. Many of you guys have been guests on the Down the Security Rabbit Hole, which is, holy crap, we're about to publish 425 on that one. That's insane. Somebody reminded me it's going to be 10 years next September. I can't believe we've been doing it this long, but
that's a few minutes.
What's that?
That's a few minutes of recording.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got, and funny, I've got the entire archives sitting on my, Drobo array. So I've got everything we've ever recorded, including all the like weird outtakes and some of the out of band. But, God, you know, as somebody that's huge on, personal interaction, this year has been, mentally difficult, because I miss getting out into hallway cons, and I miss shaking customers' hands, and just rabble rousing in general. I never thought I'd say this out loud, but I miss airports. Right? Again, everybody's like, yes.
That sounds a lot.
We all bitch and whine about our flights being late. I'd love a late flight right now.
I miss to be trapped in that chair on the plane, actually, which is really weird.
God, I'm so there with you. And I think absolutely. We all are.
But it is now. So it's been a year, guys. It's good to be a part of this thing. You know, just many, many blessings, as the sign above my head here says, in the whiskey cabinet behind me. It's
the blessed whiskey.
It's listen, something's got to be blessed, right? Yeah. So yeah, it's actually been a surprisingly a good year, in spite of the fact that the world may be burning down around us. And let's face it, you guys, we narrowly escaped, for those of you in the U.S. here, a potentially much worse outcome of just a few weeks ago. So from here, I can honestly say it can only get better.
All right.
Well, all these smiles make it better for me, and I'm gonna. There's one in the bottom left corner for me, and it's from Ron. Ron, how are you, man? It's good to see you.
Ron Ross. Ron Ross.
Oh, hey, how you guys doing? Good to see you, Marco, good and Sean, and all the folks I'm looking at that we've done webinars with. It's great to see everybody. For me, I think it's been, obviously everybody's touched on it already, a very unusual year and historic year. There are very few events in history that are of this magnitude, and we're living through those now, and I think there's going to be profound changes. The first thing that strikes me with every disaster of this magnitude, it really does bring out the best of humanity. And I, with all the troubles that we're going through in the world, and even in our country, all the turmoil and all the election stuff, it's just an amazing thing. We do pull together, and we manage to find our way through these crises. And the fact that we're getting a vaccine in less than a year, which used to take 5, 6, 8 years, or maybe never, that's pretty darn hopeful. And it's against the backdrop of losing so many hundreds and thousands of people, which, you know, we're just devastated over. But it does point out the positive. I'm a glass half full kind of guy all the time. And I like to focus on the positive, amongst all the other things that could be, that are very negative. But the other two things I wanted to mention is that I think the pandemic is going to cause, it has caused and will continue to cause historic transformation, both in our industry, business, and also in the educational system. I think, and medicine, telemedicine has been unbelievable during the pandemic. And of course, we discovered in the federal government that everyone doesn't have to work in brick and mortar buildings. And I think that same thing is being felt in the private sector too, where you can save enormous amounts of money by not having people physically present. It's more cost effective. And of course, from our cybersecurity professional standpoint, we need lots of people in our business, and to be able to keep and retain people, sometimes the ability to telework, where you can balance the work and the life things that people do every day, that's going to allow us to keep enormous amounts of talent that otherwise people wouldn't want to do that long commute every day. And so that is going to be historic. Education going to change the way we deliver education to not just our students in elementary school, but I think even colleges are recognizing now that there's enormous opportunity. And our webinars we've been doing, like the ones that you know, Sean and Marco and all the other ones we've been on this year, just think how many additional hundreds and thousands of people get access to the cybersecurity content that otherwise they couldn't afford to go to the conference or get on the airplane and pay for the air travel. So I think it's historic. I'm just happy to be here and see everybody today. And thank you again for including me. And I want to wish everyone a happy holiday.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ron. It's always a pleasure seeing you. And we had fantastic conversation. And I know there are more on the way. So thank you so much for showing up. And talking about showing up, I'm going to go to Kathleen. Kathleen, you were asking how many of these we had. And I'm going to ask you, because I think you've been in more of these than me. If that's even possible, but it's always unbelievable to see you and your blinking lights. And I miss running into you in places like everybody else said. So a few words from you, my friend.
Well, thank you. I think this is my fourth. It's our third holiday one. And then we did one back at the beginning of the pandemic. So in March. And I'm going to take a completely different spin. This has actually been a great year for me. Even though it started with my mother dying in February and I had not spoken to her in 15 years and got to at least see each other 4 days before she died, it really put the whole year in perspective for me that, you know, you've got to make what you can out of what you have. So when the pandemic hit, I was able to really draw upon the leadership team within our company and really create sort of a SWAT team that went in and analyzed everything. We were able to assess our strengths, our weaknesses, what we needed to do, and pivot within 3 weeks, and able to draw on people that had never had a chance to shine. And we supported them in being able to shine. And then I ended up having to be more of a leader within the company than, you know, I'm normally the one that's out there seeing all of you wonderful people and presenting and hugging, and you see those pictures, but my own team had not gotten the nurturing that I normally provide to the community. So I had to step up, and every Friday I really contemplate a inspirational message that goes to everyone in the company and really sort of reflect on what we have learned and what we are all about each week, and really try to inspire and congratulate and appreciate all the people that work with us. I really look at, you know, just like water goes through and finds where it needs to go, plants grow where they need to grow. We've had a lot of constrictions put on us, a lot of restraints. But instead of going and saying, I can't do something, I've really been pushing those in my company and within my community to say, what can we do? Even my inspirational message that I've written for today is, you know, based on the serenity prayer, you know, understanding that I can make a difference in some places, other places I cannot. What is the one little itty bitty thing I can do to be positive? So yes, it's been a rough year. I miss every one of you. I miss giving hugs. I miss helping people. But at the same time, I think that we're all going to be better and stronger and more compassionate out through this. So hope that's what you were looking for.
Lovely.
Whatever that was, it was beautiful. So thank you very, very much. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to go to a different planet. Chloe, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, you mean San Francisco now, Mars?
Where are you there? That's very mysterious.
Right? This is where I scream every time I read anything about the election being. Well, thanks for having me. And it's great to see everyone here, especially ending the year like this. I would just say 2020 has definitely been the year that keeps giving. Not giving in the best way possible, but definitely some lessons. I would say that we have definitely learned that we are all connected, even connected to a stranger. And so it's important that we respect each other, that we know that we are responsible for another person's life. That's even when you're driving, you're responsible for another person's life. And right now, wearing a mask is being responsible. You don't know how you're gonna react to this. And I think that's the hardest thing, because you hear people like, oh, if I get it, I'll be okay. I hate to break it to you. I got really sick after RSA. It was not fun. It was 2 months of just pure, like, keep pushing myself, but I have scars from it. So I highly recommend people wearing masks and trying to tell people that, you know, it's important. And I'm glad that I think 70% of the population in the US now is now like, okay, I will wear this mask because you're telling me to do so. I'm going to do it. So I'm really happy about that. But it's one of those things that we have to remember that wearing a mask helps another person. And I think that's really important, is that also to note that even during this time when we're in the middle of a crisis, people react differently and mental health is prevalent. And not everyone knows that they're dealing with a mental health situation. And so having patience, I think this year has taught us patience, patience of staying indoors, patience of going outside, patience with family members that are not having the same agreements as you are when it comes to political situations. I think patience is the one thing that we have learned, but also we have learned that we play a huge role in a stranger's life is another thing. But the one thing I'll tell you is that this year has also supplied us with choices, also how we carry those choices. And I think, as other people mentioned, empathy is definitely one of those things that I hope we've all learned. And just note that once again, if someone is acting out and it's hard to talk to them, just note that mental health is on the horizon and people aren't who they usually are this year. So note that, have patience, have understanding, have empathy, just be caring as much as possible. But I will have to tell you, I think the one thing that we've all can agree on is that hope has gotten us to where we are right now. Hope that there will be a better tomorrow. Hope that this vaccine will help out in 2021. And that's beautiful, is to see that we may have disagreements right now, but at least we all have hope. We have hope that things will get better eventually. And that's important, I think. And it helps us get through this this troubling, surreal year. But I can just say right now, because we've learned all these lessons, stepping up, you know, trying to help one another out and everything, the one thing I can definitely state is that right now, let's be there for our frontline healthcare workers. I know the holidays are coming up. We want to be around our family, but please, I know this is hard, but stay away from your family if you can. Social distance, do Christmas outside, not big groups. Do it with one other person if you want, but wear masks and all that. Be responsible, because I have seen too many people die this year. And so I don't want any more people to die because of other people wanting to celebrate the holidays. Let's celebrate the holidays by trying to be there for each other and socially distance. And last but not least, please, if you can, there's 54 million Americans across the US right now at this time that are going to be experiencing hunger some point this year and by the end of this year. And it's expected that 1 out of 4 children as well will experience hunger for the first time. So if you can, donate, volunteer, if you can, if you're healthy and whatnot, the food banks need you, please do something.
Yeah. Loads of excellent things there, Chloe. Thank you for all of that. And a lot of hope. That hope is a word that I heard many times there. And when I think of hope, I think unicorns, Marco. So I'm going to go to the first unicorn.
You need those.
Popped onto the screen this morning. Liz, how are you?
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. And last year I got to announce the new adventure I was starting with Scythe. And so thank you. I feel like it's a tradition. I need to have some exciting news, but have enjoyed the adventure, continue to enjoy the adventure, and really have learned and seen kind of my word is resilience for the past year, that it's okay to have, you know, we're all going through different struggles of varying degrees. And as Chloe noted, there's different things you can do, but figuring out that the bumps and bruises and sometimes raising your hand or even not doing it, like, it's okay. And that there are folks who can help pick you up if that's, you know, what you need, if you need space, that basically, you know, having the leaving your microphone on mute by accident, dropping off a call because your internet sucks at the moment, like, it's okay. And I love all the different kind of photo bomb, Zoom bombs of pets, kids, you know, that kind of thing, and just finding smiles in the unexpected places. So I kind of like it, and I'm going to be very upset when I have to start wearing high heels and like, I call them people pants, something other than yoga pants and super comfy, even though I do miss that aspect. And I miss all of y'all and love seeing everyone. And thank you also to everyone for opening up and sharing pieces of you that we wouldn't have ordinarily seen, like what you see in conferences and what I get to, you know, spend 5 seconds catching up going, what's the latest and greatest? But being able to see that other side of people has been kind of fantastic. So thank you.
Yeah, this has been a year. Somebody mentioned reading earlier, and we have two folks on here who have recently published a book, Kim and Philip, the Pentester Blueprints. So first of all, I think we should all congratulate them to not only have accomplished that in 2020, when most of us are struggling to get out of bed, is amazing. Go buy the book, go get it.
I wrote a book this year too.
Okay, I haven't read your book. What's your book?
It's Practical Cybersecurity Architecture. So for architects, application and network architects, how to do cybersecurity.
Practical cybersecurity, it sounds like fiction.
Practical cybersecurity architecture.
an inside joke right there.
It's been great since Liz mentioned that she joined working with us a year ago here on ITSP. It's been great working with her. It's fun to build a herd of unicorns doing all the different things that we've been trying to do to give back to the community. And I would start by noting, first of all, giving back starts with being kind. And being kind starts with yourself. Be kind to yourself. This is a tough year. And we all are so easy at recognizing how it's hard for everybody else, but we need to recognize how hard it is for ourselves too, right? Everybody here is individually feeling and struggling with that. And you're all such good human beings with so much empathy that you put other people before yourselves. And I would just say, be kind to yourself. I'd echo what Chloe said, that there are a lot of people throughout that are not doing as well as we have. As wonderful as it is for us to help secure modern computer infrastructure, that gives us all fairly stable jobs for the most part. Not everybody has that. A lot of people are really struggling. And as we know, help has not been coming. So please volunteer locally. You don't have to donate to something big. Donate to your local food banks. Please give back as much as possible. Something that I'm going to be kicking off this month is, as I think a lot of people that know me have known, that I went from my traditional shaved GQ look to being Santa Corn here. Or Cyber Gandalf or Cyber Moses. I have not cut a single hair in 9 months. That originally started out of the safety of quarantine. And so one of the things that I'm personally going to do is I'm going to start off 2021 shaved as a physical example of it going to be a new year of better. But what I want to do with that is I'm going to start an initiative that I'm announcing here, and I'll get the site out shortly, that anybody who gives back in any way, submit that, and I will pick randomly from that list of people who've helped give back of you get to choose how I cut off my hair or what I look like or what you want me to do.
Oh God, so many ideas in my head right now. I'm thinking Mohawk, but I'm probably not the only one.
I have heard multiple looks.
R2 team.
I am game for all of it. I have a feeling that 2021 will start off with me looking a little bit ridiculous, but if it helps make the world a little bit better, I'll do it.
If there is a person that I know that can pull that with style, that's you. So I'm looking forward to the next look that you're going to have. And I'm going to take it from where you introduced it, actually, because you mentioned Kim and Philip, and Sean and I just recorded a podcast with them yesterday about the book, which we haven't published yet. So we're going to go. And Kim, let's start with you, your words. And thank you for stopping by. And then we go to Philip.
Well, hello from my Toronto residential skyscraper, where I live alone in perfect solitude, except for my teddy bears who have very intelligent conversations with me. I guess to cheer you up a little bit, you can't really see from this angle, but my webcam is a device that's mounted to my monitor, so I can just take it off and I can show you my tree. So the tree looks like a lot cooler when it's dark in here. Like it's got like built-in fiber optic lights and like Killstar ornaments. And it's only 4 feet tall, but it's my tree. And this is going to be a very special Christmas for me this year, because this will be the very first Christmas in my life where I am hosting it. I am hosting the family Christmas this year. So I feel like a big grown up at age 36. So it's a big milestone for me. I always wanted to do that. It will not be a big Christmas. So it's not gonna be a significant COVID risk or anything like that. It's just gonna be me and my boyfriend and my boyfriend's mother. So, and of course the teddy bears and all the other stuffed animals, but they're not a COVID risk, so.
How can you say no to the teddy bear? That's quite impossible.
Exactly.
And talking about bear, I feel like you guys are really helping me to like pass the ball around, because you mentioned bear. The first person I think when I hear bear, it's Philip. What the bear wrestler, also the Uncommon Journey host here with Chloe and Alyssa, and always good to see you, my friend.
Always good to see you. I can never get enough of you and Sean. Always great to talk to you guys. I love.
Oh, I can get enough of Sean.
I love the positivity, yeah. Like I was sharing with you a while back. I think this is like the PBS of podcasts. I really like the positive message.
Thank you.
Really great seeing everyone on the podcast today. So many of you have been supportive of the book, and several people on here have been on their podcasts. Francesco, I was fortunate to be on his podcast. You know, several of you I saw on here last year at the first one. Carolyn and I, we've kind of got to know each other better. We've kind of formed a relationship. She's really inspiring to me. I really love what she's done. And so she's very, very been inspirational. I've learned this year that Elizabeth tells some really good jokes. And I'm really thankful for partnerships. My co-host on the Uncommon Journey podcast, Alyssa and Chloe, have been awesome to work with. It's been great to share our message with the world and you know, share people's stories of how they got an InfoSec. That's really needed, because so many people don't know they could do this, but then they hear some story that may click with them and you know, motivate them to carry on. You know, so many times people don't have the confidence, and that's helpful. Then writing the book with Kim, one of the big lessons I learned this year is to ask other people for help. You know, I was trying to get my book completed, and the best thing I could do was partnership with Kim. She's made this book a lot better than it would have been otherwise. I had the pen testing part down, but she was really able to fill in some things that she thought would make the book better, the different interviews, taking different jobs and showing how that translates into pen testing. She took something that would have been a good resource and made it a great resource. So I appreciate all the friendships and all the partnerships.
Yeah. I love it. And I love what the three of you do with the show that you have. And I'm going to use that as a transition to Mary. It's wonderful to see you, Mary. You do so much to help so many people recognize this industry as an opportunity and to help them grow and succeed in a career in this industry. So thank you for all that. And it's lovely to have you on the show. It's good to see you again.
Hey, just got done working out. So that's why I was in the car earlier. Just got home finally. But happy to be here. Happy to see all of these amazing folks that I secretly look to for, you know, guidance, advice, like, okay, what are they doing? How are they doing it? Type of stuff. 2020's been, it's been a year. But one of the positive things out of it was I started working out. I've been talking about working out for years. Summer bodies are made in the winter. it's what I got from just starting to work out, just like moving, was it helped my mental so much. With all of us being trapped in the house, and I had surgery, so I was out of work in the house for 6 weeks before everything shut down here in Las Vegas. And I went back to work virtually, and it was just I was like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore. And so that's one of the good things about working out. It helps you release that stress and keeps your energy up and keeps you motivated. I also started a new job. So I work at Palo Alto now for the Cortex team. So yay, it's been fun. Left the casino world, and I like it. I did travel, so don't get mad, people. I did get on a plane for Thanksgiving. We went to Miami, Florida. We did practice social distancing. it was something else that helped with the whole just finding yourself. And we decided not to go visit grandparents, and it was good for my husband and I to do that. But all in all, I think being able to find your way to deal with whatever mental, whatever health, with whatever issues you're going through has been what we've had to do this year. Having a community, having a tribe, all of the virtual stuff has been super helpful. My biggest tribe obviously is Cyber Jitsu. That they're my rock outside of family and friends. And you know, we did a lot of stuff this year. We had our first conference, which was great. Hoping to have another one next June. So if anybody wants to speak or recruit or do something, let me know. Happy to have you part of that group. And I'm hopeful for 2021. I look forward to 2021. Lots of good stuff coming out of next year, education-wise, business-wise, work-wise. So happy to be here.
Yeah, the future is bright. Future is bright. And thank you, Mary. I'm going to go to Charity, sitting there patiently.
Hi, everybody. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Charity Wright. I have just been listening to all of you. And if I were to summarize one word for 2020, I feel grateful. And a lot of that is because of this community that we have here. You guys have been such a great support, especially like on Twitter. I've met a lot of you there. Marco and Sean, I met you guys probably over a year ago in Singapore. And I never would have thought from meeting you there that I would be here. Thank you for having me on your podcast and for introducing me to so many of these wonderful people. Hi, Remy. It was great to be on the podcast with you.
Hi.
So I'm just so very grateful for all of you. You know, we were talking about mental health, and for me as an extrovert, having this community has been so great this year. I've been very open about my struggles with anxiety and depression and PTSD. And I retired from the Army earlier this year, so that was a great milestone for me. But it was because of PTSD. And I have found great comfort in our friendships in this community and the encouragement and the support and everybody being so open to helping each other and supporting each other through all of this. So thank you. I am so grateful. Happy holidays to you all.
Well, Charity, it's a pleasure to see you. And yeah, I remember Singapore and I can't wait to go there. So you make me a little nostalgic about traveling. And I, a few a few weeks ago, I got a moment. I started like looking at photo that pop on my iPhone, and they're like, "Hey, here's the memory from this day and this other." And Rick McIlroy shows up, and we were in Las Vegas last year. You know, giving each other real hugs with Sean, and we're looking back to that. But until then, thank you for coming on, Rick.
Oh, definitely. No, thanks for having me. Good to see everybody in the end of the year spirits. We made it, so that's good. probably better off. Like, it was some ups and downs. Yeah, some of the things I think about are like, during any disaster, there's opportunities. And so I've tried to, I think, ground myself in just being grateful for what I have. I think I'm closer to my family than I've ever been. This is the longest stint I've spent at home since I joined the Marine Corps when I was 17. So it's been a nice break, I have to say, but I am looking forward to immediately hugging it out. But yeah, opportunity. So I think a lot of people on this call, a lot of us that work in this industry, kind of understood how fragile things were, whether it's our food system, you know, our monetary system, our healthcare system. So what happened? Like, it exposed all of the things. And so I think I've already heard of a lot of good movement to decentralize, you know, things like food and source that closer to where people live. So I hope we continue this movement of decentralization. And So and then I think too, there was a lot of positive that came out towards the end of the year, right? So I think positive social change. I think we'll ultimately have better policing as a result of stuff that happened this year. And so I'm sort of taking that tact. But then on the flip side, because we're all privacy and security advocates, it's gonna get weird with all the PHI flying around post this. So I'd love to talk about that on another podcast.
I think there's a few minutes worth of time to allocate to privacy at some point. Never enough talk about that for sure. Well, Rick, it's good to see you, brother, and great to hear your voice and know that you're all good. You're all good. And I want to, let's see, so many people. Speaking of good, positive change, we had an amazing conversation the other day with JJ and Jax. And I'd like to hear from JJ. What are you up to? Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see everybody. I'm balancing between a week-long conference. So I've been bouncing back and forth. And first of all, I want to say hi, because I see a lot of new faces, and I'm just joining the ITSP family, and Chris Roberts brought me in, and then I met Sean and Marco, and it's just been fantastic. The second thing I want to say is, wow, all of you are inspiring me, because in the midst of what is a really chaotic year, you're all pulling out the positives. You're writing books, you're working projects, you're focused on tech for social good, you're focused on social change, and everything, as you're each taking your turn and speaking, getting a little choked up, because I'm like, wow, these are positive change makers. These are people that are living with their hearts and their souls and out there making a difference for as many people as they can in whatever way they can. So I just wanna say thank you, and what an inspiration. And it's such a delight to meet you all, and I'm really honored to be part of this group. So Sean and Marco, thanks for including me, and happy holidays, everybody.
Well, thanks Absolutely. For everyone for showing up. And honestly, we feel very blessed that, I mean, I this is the first time that I actually had to click on the next page so I can see who else is on. I didn't even know that Zoom was capable of this crazy technology. So you all are an inspiration. And I'm going to pass from what you just said, somebody that really made, and it's keep making a lot of good things. Larry Whiteside, you join us many times in our conversation. We always a pleasure to hear what you're up to, and thank you for coming up. What you want to share with us?
Well, I don't know where to go from that beginning, Marco. So thank you. glad to see many friends and family I consider on this podcast, right? So for those who don't know me, it's probably only a few of you. I run an organization called ICMCP. I'm also a CTO of a tech company, but that's not the important thing I do, right? That's what sort of pays my bills. But the important thing I do, the thing that I'm trying to utilize as creating a legacy for what we've done in the industry as ICMCP. And it's really about driving the diversity change that we need in the industry of ICMCP, right? I'm glad to see how diverse this call is, right? Because this is probably one of the most diverse podcasts that I've ever been on. But we all, I think, recognize that there is more work to be done. So ICMCP did a lot this year. We pivoted as an organization. And 2021 looks to be an even better year. This year, we actually just did a volunteer drive. We got 156 volunteers raise their hands to want to be part of the organization, to volunteer, to add to our already 3,300 members that we had. So this has been a really positive year for the organization. It's been a really positive year from a diversity standpoint because a number of organizations and C-level leaders are starting to lean in to recognize that sitting back is no longer okay, that if you want change to happen, then you have to lean in and be part of the change. So I'm excited for what happened in 2020, despite the pandemic and despite a lot of the financial things that a lot of people are going through, but I'm excited for what 2021 is gonna bring. And I'm excited for everybody here because it sounds like everybody's got some positive things going on. So I'm very happy and I hope everybody has a wonderfully blessed rest of the holiday season. Similar to Mary, I took this year to get focused. I refocused into some very basic things that I sort of lost my way from, and that was getting back into my church and getting active in scripture, and that started leading me down the path of everything else I needed to do, which included working out. I think I've dropped like 40 pounds since the beginning of the year, but I think I've gained like at least 5 back since Thanksgiving. But it's just been trying to move down that path of positivity and being a positive change agent in my life and in others. So it's been a good, interesting year, and I'm looking forward to a better one next year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you're amazing, Larry. And you do such good stuff for the community, and I'm pleased to call you a friend and happy to have you on. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Another friend, of course. Everybody's here as a friend. But Lan, how are you? I like the hat.
Sorry about that. Oh, what a wonderful holiday gathering. Just the right thing to unite us all under all the colorful faces and decorations. The part that unite us humans, right? So thank you for inviting me for the first time into this community. I'm like everyone, very grateful. Also, I sense that this is a community of leaders and change agents. I'm so thrilled to be part of this, as I also have something that I wanted to put forward and invite everyone to think along. One is that for, let's say, the Western culture-based societies to continue to thrive in this kind of international environment, one big difference is that security and privacy is foundational. And in the current situation, there is an opportunity. I personally feel that we, the security and privacy leaders, needed to be on the bandwagon, not just be on the bandwagon, but also lead. And I'm referring to the e-commerce for small businesses. For the whole country of US, for example, to bounce back. Right now, the small businesses are collapsing, right? In California, it's the strictest measures are placed in for everyone again. Everyone, hope the next year is going to be great impact and great changes that you all have planned and are planning forward. Looking forward, just like what Ron said, half glass, half full. That's how we as leaders can push forward when even when situations look bleak for the moment. So marching on, And thank you all for being inspirational.
Thank you, Lynn. And you do such amazing work for small, medium business. And so keep that up. I'm going to go to the ugly jumper. I think we all know who that is.
I'm guessing that's me, is it?
Yeah. Glad you made it. You escaped the other meeting.
I succeeded. In fact, when an invite came through, my other meeting finished at 6, so this is good.
Cool.
Yeah, so when it's the ugly jumper, that's the aim, isn't it? To get the ugliest, worst jumper you can get. So I'm glad to see that I managed that. Succeeded. I even had to go to the men's department because the women's department are too tasteful. So thanks for inviting me. And thanks for involving us in some of the most fun conversations I've had this year have been on the get-togethers you organised. I see Jenny being on here. Really enjoyed that conversation. It was like, yeah, always get together the best people and just, oh, and Francesca as well, of course, yes. That's the two good conversations. And I just really appreciate how you always get together good people with good thoughts and just bring them together, have a great conversation. And my biggest problem is I enjoy it too much. I probably talk too much, but you know, it's like, I just always gets my brain fizzing. And yeah, love you coming. Love being involved and supporting and working with you guys. And yeah, happy Christmas all. Happy holidays.
Thank you. And we always love to have you. So we were really upset that you said you were not going to make it, but here you are. And here's another one that I haven't seen in a while. We just mentioned it. Francesco, what's up with you? The last time we saw you again was in Santa Monica, and that's long, 10 years ago. You didn't even have a beer.
where we ran into you on the beach.
How are you doing, man?
Randomly. Oh, geez, it's been a tough year. I was actually stuck in California during the pandemic. Stuck 3 months up in California.
There are
complaining, but absolutely, I think there are worse places to be. And I stuck. I still remember when we met originally, and then we kept on coming and crossing each other at conference. And yeah, it's the community has been growing, and I feel this is not even a community, this is a family. So I had so many of you in the podcast. We come up with a book. Vandana and Kim actually contributed on the book. I did so many things, and a lot of things failed. So I'm battling actually with the last demon of 2020. That is, I just took the COVID test today. I hope I'm going to pass. It's the last demon. Everything has gone wrong and amazing this year. For who follows me on Twitter, I've been like super active. I've done challenge after challenge. I've done burpee challenge. Right now I'm doing like 100 push-up a day for like 2 months. I've been trying to inspire everybody to get fit, and yeah, myself. But no, it's been tough. But I think if I can sum up 2020, and I'm super grateful for 2020. 2020 pulled a brake on a lot of the stuff I was doing and made me rethink a lot of the stuff. And if it was serving the community, was bringing value. And I think if I sum up 2020, I can say it brought clarity. It stopped, and it gave me the time to rethink, to be grateful for a lot of stuff, and to seek satisfaction on other people's happiness and give back to the community. And yeah, we did the first virtual conference with the Cloud Security Alliance. And for the first year from the inception, we had more women than all diverse. It was the most diverse conference ever. And it was my objective since I started it. So I was amazed that we managed to succeed, and the community felt it, and there was a massive perception of it and how important that was. And in general, I feel like the thing that really kept me up and pushed me forward was the community, the support of everybody during the dark time, during the beautiful time. We cheered each other, we supported each other. And I think that's why I love being in cybersecurity, not because it's challenging, not because it's crazy, but because we ultimately are amazing human beings that support each other. And Marco and Sean, thank you for bringing all us together. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for being part of this, Francesco. I mean, you're an incredible, I can't even remember when we met, but I enjoy every time we get a chance to chat And it's good to see you, of course, here. And I know there's Chris Villan. You've been like hanging out.
Very passionately.
Is he ever going to call on me?
Did they see me?
Hey, everyone.
We saw you, man.
Good to see
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. 2020 has been an interesting year. Lots of ups and downs, lots of losses in the family. But I would say I've learned to focus. I hate to say it, it sounds selfishly, but yourself, because your own cup has to be full before you can help others. So the ability to have your mental health in check, it has to be a priority before you can focus on helping everyone else, because otherwise you burn yourself out. And I learned that very quickly in 2020. But through the help of exercise, this amazing community, I've lost close to 30 pounds as well, and keeping myself fit, signed myself up for a 5K Tough Mudder in 2021. So goals for post-COVID, keep myself going, in the process of writing a book. So just keep on working on myself and trying to give back to the community. I must say the podcast Breaking Into Cybersecurity loved all the feedback, and we've accelerated how much people we've had on thanks to COVID, because now everyone's more available. And I think it's been amazing. And thank you for having me on with this amazing group. I must say I do feel imposter syndrome amongst this group, but I just keep trying my hardest. Thanks for having me on.
No imposters here, only friends. So yep. Everybody here, we adore and we love from the bottom of our heart. Absolutely.
And there's actually people that it's not that we don't like them. They just couldn't make it. So I saw before on the chat, like, where is Chris from? And that's my question, which we'll track him down. But there is actually many, many other people that... they couldn't make it, but we know they're out there, and we know that when it's needed. I have to say, this community can be funny sometimes, but it does come together. And this is for us the clear example, not in a selfish way because we organize it, but it's because, you know, we're always there, I feel, for each other. And I know I can call a lot of you guys friends. So thank you very much.
Yep. And yeah, just a note to say, in addition to thank all of you for all that you do and for your support for us, I want to wish everybody a fantastic rest of the year and a nice holiday. And here's to 2021 that brings us all good health, prosperity, and peace, joy, love, everything else that you desire. So with that, Marco, I think...
So many more hugs in 2021. I think every single conference is going to have to double the amount of time they put together, because we're all going to be hugging each other.
It's the hug con.
Nobody's going to conference to hear what they have to say. We're just going to be good to just hang out, and we're definitely going to look forward to that. And I just want to, one last thing, Sean. I know that usually that's your thing to say. One more thing. I feel like I'm Steve Jobs, but one more thing. You guys mentioned about taking care of yourself before you can take care of the others. I think that's important. And there is also another thing that I think is connected to that, because as you do that, I was reading in this book about artificial intelligence and ethics, and somebody says, in order to do the things in the ethical way, you need to have empathy. Without that, you can't do ethics in the right way. You can't be ethical. And so I think it's really the proof that there is a lot of that in our community. And if you guys are the one making the ethical decision, I feel pretty strong about the future. And I want to thank you for all you do, all of you. You are an inspiration, and I'm so happy. I mean, I'm speechless for the first time in my life, probably. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna can that and use it later.
Good luck. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, when have we ever
the mark is 1 minute and 1 hour and 12 minutes and I think 40 seconds was his mark when he set that, Sean.
That's right. That's a moment in time.
Write it down.
Exactly.
All right, we went longer, Sean, but I think we
worth every,
we did a good job minute. In giving everybody space.
I think we did.
I'm going to say hello, I mean goodbye to everyone and hello to the new year. That may very well be a much better one inspired by a lot of crap that we had to deal with this past one. Yeah.
All right. Now's the sing along. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. What are we singing?
Singing goodbye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks
bye, everyone.
Thanks
everybody
for coming.
Bye, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Bye bye.
Bon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Tanti auguri. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and the story made you think, then share ITSP Magazine with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our columns. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.